Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Module 10, Training Future Leaders. As a servant leader, one of the best qualities you can possess is the ability to instill servant leadership into another leader. Training future leaders takes many processes and cannot be completed overnight. Take the time to teach great values for a leader, such as a desire to serve, the ability to be empathetic, and the knowledge of how to motivate employees. Offer guidance and advice. It can be very frightening and intimidating for a leader in training to begin to learn all they need to know to become a great servant leader. The amount of information and training can feel overwhelming and make the trainee question if the decision is right for them. But as their leader and their trainer, it is up to you to help them through these challenges and help them achieve their goal. Offer guidance when needed and give advice on areas they may not be familiar with yet. This can include training materials they can take with them, personal one-on-one time, or even personal advice that you found helpful. Share stories of when you were training to be a leader and let them know that you are empathetic to their needs.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Can be a great icebreaker, and it lets your trainee know that you've been where they are now. Identify their skill sets. When training future leaders, one aspect of their training is to identify their skill sets and what talents they possess. While basic leadership skills, such as organization, strategic thinking, and problem-solving skills, are necessary for a leader in training, it is also important to identify other skill sets they may also possess to enhance their leadership. Many candidates possess skill sets such as enhanced sales abilities, great communication skills, extended computer knowledge, or good public speaking skills. The training leader should take the time to identify these skills in their trainee, which can be done in several different methods, including formal evaluations, direct observations, or simply speaking with the trainee one-on-one. Methods of feedback. Feedback is a very important tool during training. Not only will the trainee learn to receive feedback and gain knowledge about how they are doing, but they will learn how to give feedback
created
to others
with free version
and use
for non-commercial
when they are
use.
A leader on their own. Provide feedback to the trainee as they learn and let them know what areas they are excelling in and which areas need more work. Give praise when appropriate and allow time to set goals and targets. When training on how to deliver feedback, go over several different methods of feedback, such as formal versus informal methods, and tools that can be used in the process, such as surveys or evaluations. Different methods of feedback can be effective on different types of people, so it is important to know the different ways of delivering feedback so it can have the most effect. Common types of feedback: formal versus informal, employee evaluation, feedback sandwich, using both negative and positive feedback, the 3x3 method, utilizing three pieces of feedback in one. Establish long-term goals. When leaders are first brought onto a team or training area, one of the first things they do is establish a goal. Typically, these goals are short-term, such as a goal during their training session or a goal to achieve in the next few months after training.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
But when training future leaders, it is important for them to be able to set goals that are long-term and require more time and work to achieve. Together, the trainer and trainee should establish long-term goals and outline ways that goal can be reached within a certain amount of time. The goal should be realistic and reachable. Outline milestones and progress points you want to see while they work toward the goal. Of course, let your trainee know that you are there to help them when needed and your door is open to them. Remind them that they are not going to have to go on their path all alone. Tips for making long-term goals: establish what the trainee wants to accomplish, set a realistic time frame, outline progress points or milestones to reach, schedule periodic meetings to check on their status and progress. Case study. Marge is training one of her new leaders, Sunny. When Sunny first arrived to the training center, Marge sat with him and established some long-term goals he wanted to accomplish as a future leader in the company. Sunny wasn't sure what he wanted as of yet, but had ideas for increasing productivity and
created with free version for non-commercial use.
Marge told Sunny that she is here to work with him, both in and out of training, and wanted him to know her door is always open to him. In their next task, Marge wanted to evaluate Sunny's skill sets, so she had him fill out an evaluation that outlined different areas of skills. When he was done, Marge spoke with Sunny about each area and went over his answers. Turns out, he works well with computers and very strong persuasion skills. Before the day was over, Marge set up periodic meetings with Sunny in the near future to check on his progress and see if he needed anything while working on his goals.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.